On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez joining us right now. A pair of Emmy-winning choreographers from Dancing with the Stars, Derek and Julianne Hough. How are you guys?
How you doing, Mario?
Good. How are you, Mario?
Good. Love hearing your voices. So I'm excited about this show. I was disappointed I didn't get to check it out last time. Looking forward to checking it out this time. You are going to be hitting the road this spring. Move Beyond live on tour. What are we going to see exactly?
Well, this is our third installment of our tours, and it's gonna be exciting. I mean, this show is all encompassing. We do all different styles of dance, from, you know, ballroom and Latin, of course, to tap, to flamenco, to we'll be singing, we'll be obviously dancing, you know, old Hollywood stuff, and you know, for us, we call it Beyond because this is going to be beyond anything we've done before, and we're pushing the limits. We want it to be the biggest and best tour we've done, and of course, you know, our slogan is motion equals emotion. You know, the way you move directly affects the way you feel. We want our audiences to feel amazing and to feel fantastic and to get them up moving and to walk away feeling like they didn't just watch a show, but they experienced something.
That's awesome. I'm fired up right there.
Yeah. Oh.
And I understand the show's inspired by the elements. Is that true? What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the elements are universal for everybody. It's sort of where we came from. And it's, you know, the earth represents your roots and your balance and your groundedness of kind of home. And, you know, you think about water and it's sort of like the water kind of like flows through you. And obviously, I mean, you know this too. Like, dance is just an expression of how you feel, and with everything going on in the world right now, we just want to put on an awesome, fun, entertaining show that really, you know, provokes people's thoughts and emotions, and we want to build connectivity and community. And so I don't know, our favorite part is just the fact that we get to go and meet everybody on the road. And, you know, when we live in LA and we're in our, you know, in our little small radius, to be able to go around the country and actually go and see the people that are fans and have supported us from day one, it's the best feeling in the world.
And you guys are so down to earth and really good with fans. I've seen it firsthand. And I also read that putting this tour together is one of the most stressful things you've ever done. Is that because the brother and sister dynamic?
No. I actually saw that. I was like, Julia.
Yeah, I actually saw it too. I was like, that was a terrible headline. Because if you read the article, I saw it and it was like, it's the most stressful thing, but the most rewarding.
No, I think where the stress comes into play is that we hold ourselves accountable. You know, we don't take this for granted. Yeah. We're not like, oh, we're going on tour and we just kind of throw something together and throw some songs together. We really care about this. We really care about the show that we put on. We really, it means something to us. So we stress about it. And what I mean,
passionate
by stress
about it. So you want to get it right.
Yeah. We want it to be right. We want it to be as, you know, the best possible thing. And
we're competitive. We want to make it the best one that we've done.
Yeah.
And
So we're competing with our past, you know, success, I guess you could say. And so we want to keep upping our game. And so in that way, it's definitely one of those where you go to bed and you're like, all right, do we have the right song? Do we have the right concept for this? You know, so.
And I think too, it's like, you know, we have Nappy Tabs, our creative directors, that are obviously helping us with everything. But I mean, we do like kind of put the whole thing together. So it's kind of, you know, coming up with the stage and the lighting design and the programs and like all that. I mean, it's a lot.
It's awesome. And I think part of what makes it amazing for us, at least when what we did from our very first tour, was, you know, we felt very fortunate to go out and to perform and to be on stage and to live out our dream. You know, I think we all have that, you know, dream to be
inner
on stage.
Rock star.
Yeah, yeah. but really the fulfilling aspect of it, you know, I think was what made it so much better, where we had a mission, and that was to get people moving. And we had some amazing experiences where there's this girl, you know, woman on the front row, and she was in a wheelchair 1 week, and then 6 weeks later she came back and she was in the front row, but she was up dancing. And we're like, wait, what happened here? Like, how did you... And she told us, she said, you know, you said something that stuck in my head. And she was wearing a little necklace and it said motion equals emotion. And she had changed her lifestyle. She had been, you know, exercising more, eating better, and it had inspired her. And so for us, we were like, you know what,
that's the best part.
What it's all about. So we want to put on an amazing show, but also we want to move people, not just physically, but also emotionally.
Mm-hmm. That's so gratifying. And I follow you on social media. And then what were you guys doing at certain dance studios? And
yeah.
We have these things called Move Interactives, where we basically just build community and open workouts.
And I think basically to go off of what Derek said, it was like that story to us meant so much that we wanted to expand on that. And so, you know, we try to do it as often as we can. And it's a free open workout for anybody and everybody. Everybody is welcome. And
I want to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we change it up and we do hikes and we do dance classes and we do this and we do that. And it's amazing to see, you know, the relationships that are actually built within the community. And like, you know, one family, they talked to somebody there and got their kid into this charter school because of that. And, you know, I don't know. There's amazing things. And
what you guys change in the world. That is awesome.
We love it. One little step at a time.
I totally invited myself. I hope that was okay.
Yes, please do.
You're going to lead one.
There you go. Some boxing. And then I want your kids. Your kids need to come to the show too, because like I know they are little ham performers. So
I totally want to bring them, Julianne. I was going to talk to you about that. Totally want to bring that. Oh my God, you'll love them. As far as the choreography, is it collaborative? Do you guys like assign each other your own dances? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean it's very collaborative in the sense that we obviously, you know, choreograph a lot of it as well, but we also have outside choreographers who come in who we're big fans of and we love me. And that's one of the things that's great about it too, is that we get to see something and go like, wow, I would love to do that. And we actually get to have that choreographer come in and
set a piece for us
and then and work with them. And you know, there's like even like with tap dancing, and I'll be drumming in the show and certain elements, and so I'm working with other people.
Nice.
So it's a real, really, really collaborative project, and we want to get the best of the best because we want this to be the best show possible.
Mm-hmm. And all this dancing, I mean, you're constantly burning a lot of calories. So how do you refuel? Is there like a Michael Phelps type diet?
I mean, you know how it is. You get into rituals. You know what I mean? I think you get into a ritual and to a pattern of where you stretch at a certain time, you warm up at a certain time, you eat the right
food. At a certain time, too.
Yeah, exactly. And drinking the fluids and taking the right vitamins. And so it is like you're definitely a full-fledged athlete, you know, preparing for the Olympics, essentially, to go out on and do a two-hour show every single night. And
sometimes doing two. We have matinees and evening shows on some days.
That's a workout.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome, though.
That is awesome, guys. I'm totally going to check it out and take the kids. So looking forward to that. Hey, Jules, I saw some of the Bachelorette party pics on Instagram.
Yeah. Boom.
She's been showing me her war wounds. She's got Band-Aids all over.
You're all beat up?
A little bit. There may or may not have been like the perfect aerial Little Mermaid rock ready for me to just go over there and do the like, like the whole thing with the waves crashing, you know? And I got on there and it's like that one YouTube video where she's trying to do the same thing and the wave just pounds her into the coral. So, yeah, I might have a couple of scrapes and bruises, but definitely worth it. 100%. Best weekend of my life.
Looked like a lot of fun. How are the wedding plans going?
They're coming along, actually. You know, we've definitely taken our time in our engagement because, I don't know, it's that kind of excitement when you first get engaged. And then it's like, oh, actually, we're now settled into this. And it's fun to say fiancé. And like, we're in this chapter and stage of our life. So we've definitely taken our time. But yeah, we're starting to wedding plan.
Good for you. Yeah, take your time. Enjoy the fiancé. Then enjoy being the husband and wife for a while. Because then when kids come, changes everything.
Exactly.
Good for you. Hey, Derek, you're part of this new NBC show, World of Dance. Tell me how it's going to work, man. I mean, I was speaking with Jenna the other day, and she tried to explain. I was like, huh? So what exactly... How's it working?
Okay. Well, the show itself is basically, you know, it's a competition for $1 million, which is unprecedented.
Big stakes.
Yeah. There's never been any sort of dance show that's had that big of a prize. And honestly, for a dancer, I mean, that's life-changing for anybody. But for a dancer, it's insane. But basically, the idea is that anybody can compete, from kids, from adults, to hip hop groups, to, you know, soloists, to duets, to even trios.
Literally, I mean, we have the world of dance.
Really, it really is. We have a group from Colombia. There's people from Japan. There's, you know, we have tap, flamenco, hip hop, contemporary, clogging. You name it. There's all these different styles, and so it really is just, it's a battle, man. It's a battle for this immense prize of $1 million, which is incredible, and so it's very exciting. The crews we have on there, the dancers we have on there are just unbelievable and very excited to share it with everybody. I mean, for me, there's definitely some Emmy-worthy, you know, routines that I've seen on that show. Definitely.
Nice. And you're shooting it right here at Universal, right?
We are. Yeah. Well, we did. We shot it there, and it premieres in May. So I'm excited for people to see it. It's gonna be exciting.
Congrats, man. Congrats, and congrats to both of you. That's awesome. You guys are kicking butt. And I'm assuming then no Dancing with the Stars.
Not for Derek, but I'm gonna be flying back every Monday on my day off while we're on tour for the show.
Yes.
So wish me luck. Give me some like a care package of like.
Oh, you're good.
What's the vitamin C?
Emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you sleep on planes?
Oh, yeah. I'm out.
Oh, she can sleep anywhere. That's what she.
That is my gift.
She literally just like, she could be like upside down somewhere and fall asleep. I'm like, how does she fall asleep like
you
that?
You and I both. It's like a superpower. I love it.
I love it so much.
It's the best.
I'd be
so
jealous.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. Well, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
And I just want to remind everyone once again, tour dates for Move Beyond Live on Tour are up at onwithmario.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Juliet Huff and at Derek Huff. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You're
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate it, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.